I live on top of the world, in the Never Summer Mountains of Wyoming. 8,000 feet closer to the sky. In my mountains, when spring finally comes to save me from a perpetual winter, the world comes to life again. And I remember what it is I'm here for. I'm the only daughter in a long line of ranchers. And when we let our horses out for the first time every spring, I love to watch them rediscover the world. I can see in them an expression of my own restless spirit. Charged with an appetite for adventure, they take to the land without hesitation. They are pure power. When I see them running wild and free, I often think of the first horses and how they were the true pioneers of America.
Thank you, sir.
Time's up, Katie.
Come see the headmaster.
Like I dropped you off yesterday.
Shall we do it?
Mom.
I know, chill.
You got it.
She's here!
I see my daughter.
Mom, you miss so much.
How are you feeling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Helen? This is from your fan club.
You okay?
Oh, he's gonna kill me.
How bad could it be?
Worse.
Worse? You can tell me later.
I think your mom will finally sleep through the night.
Wants to go running. I can't avoid the inevitable. Gotta face him sometime.
Lucky day.
Oh, is that right?
You ready to meet a miracle on four legs? A 3-year-old stallion been saving just for you. Something, ain't he, honey?
Beauty.
Yeah, I can't use any more quarter horses. I mean, any profit in middleman and horses is fading faster than a mountain sunset.
I'll get Howard to bring her up.
No, now, I don't need him for the rodeo either. Folks are just bored with calf roping and barrel racing.
Howard!
Well, here's my check.
I'll just hold on a minute.
Now, I don't need any more horses. Unless... You might have something a little more interesting.
For instance?
Mustangos.
Mustangs.
That's right. Wild horses. More loco, the better.
Boy, hey. No Mustangs around here. The four-legged parasites can strip 10 acres of grassland overnight.
Wild horse racing's my biggest draw now. I had a purse last year near $10,000.
Only takes one Mustang foal to ruin a herd. And then my quarter horses wouldn't be pure quarter horse anymore, would they?
All I'm saying is, if you had a herd of Mustangs around here, I'd buy them all.
If I had a herd of Mustangs around here, I'd be ruined.
Rob, it's fine. It's
fine. Well, Nell, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks.
But as for your husband here, gelding would be my suggestion. I'll see y'all next year.
There goes money we already spent.
It's easy being a rancher with good luck. Goodbye, like always.
Howard, call your sister. Start mucking the stalls.
Yes, sir. She left before I got up.
She what?
I'll go do it myself.
You could.
Where's Katie?
She must have taken Yankee out.
And for your dining pleasure, gentlemen, wild gooseberry pancakes with creme fraiche and rosemary chicken sausage.
Well, who lives better than us?
Let me think.
The Rockefellers?
Speaking of which, you gonna put your brand on that little schoolgirl this summer?
You know, Jack, we stopped branding our females a few years back. Isn't that right, Rob?
Kind of miss it, though.
I'll take it from an expert. Don't let that little flicker get away.
The what?
That means a pretty girl or something.
That's what Gus calls Katie.
Oh, he does he?
Flicker is just a young girl, innocent. You can see in her face the beauty she will become. I think it's Swedish. My mama used to call my little sister Flicka.
I just saw a lion on the mountain. Daddy was right there in front of me. And this horse, this Mustang, it just ran off the lion.
Slow down, Katie. Was it a lion or was it a horse?
It was both. We need to do something.
Where'd you see this lion?
I don't know where I saw it exactly, but it was there.
Well, did you see Sasquatch, too?
Somebody ask your opinion?
Katie, wait, what is this on your face?
It was a lion, honest.
Well, as long as we're being honest, do you have something you need to tell me? About school?
Tell her what it said.
Headmaster faxed this to us this morning. Do you want to read it? Help me understand something, Katie. He said he gave you the topic to your final essay in advance, and you turned in a blank paper. Not one word in 2 hours for the exam.
I wrote it in my head. Just didn't put it down.
In your head? Hmm.
Wouldn't it make a difference anyway? They just want us to spit back exactly what they want to hear. I have an opinion, it's just not their opinion.
Well, their opinion is that you should repeat the year. Just throw it away. Do you realize what this family does without so that you can go to a private school? Trucks passing 200,000 miles? Well, let's see if it'll do another 50. The barn roof's about to blow away. We'll patch it again for the umpteenth time and all so you can go to a fancy boarding school. But I'll go along because your mother wants you to go to college.
Hey, your father wants it too.
Well, now we'll have to worry if she'll even graduate. 13. Howard, can't you see the rot? 14. 15. Come on. 16.
Dad, I think we should bring that Mustang in.
17. Not now, Katie.
But that lion could take down a horse.
Katie?
I could probably find her again.
No.
I'll help her.
This doesn't concern you, does it?
No, sir.
If you live on a ranch, you have to contribute.
That's how we get by. Here's your summer. You're going to do your chores, you're going to help your mother, and you're going to write that essay. And then maybe I can talk them into passing you.
Yes, sir.
And then maybe we'll talk about horses. Ready?
18.
A trim. Split ends. That's it.
Sweetheart, just a few inches for the summer.
No.
You stop it. I get better reasoned arguments from the hens.
Short hair makes me look like a boy.
No, that would be impossible. You're so beautiful. What's that thing that Gus said? You're a flicker. So how's your friend Stephanie?
Shallow, vain, the usual.
Since when?
Since Eric. Or was it Justin? Lost track.
Well, you never know what'll happen. People can surprise you.
Yes.
So happy to see you.
I am.
What is she
Thank you.
this thing. All right, Gus, get to herd.
I didn't want the line to get my horse.
Your horse. That animal doesn't belong to you or anyone else. Must have separated from some herd. I'm surprised it's still alive.
What are you going to do with her?
I don't have to do a dang thing with that loco creature. Ain't worth the price of a bale of hay.
And Norbert looking for mustangs.
Get it behind the fence. Hit the clear of the herd.
Hell, forget it, Jack. I'll take her.
Welcome home!
Hey, Howard, where's your dad at?
Don't ask.
Something Katie did?
You guessed it. Thank you.
So, how bad? Give me a category.
Oh, I don't think he made a category for this one yet.
Open the gate! Come on now, hold still. Get around here. Come on.
Too scared to go through.
Isn't she beautiful?
Well, she's something, that's for sure.
That's a dangerous animal.
She's just scared.
I'd say she's about 2 years old.
Yeah, 2 years wild. But I'll bet most of it alone.
She'll calm down once I start training her.
No one's riding that loco thing. I'm calling Norbert after supper.
No. I can ride her.
No, you can't. And you won't. I won't tolerate it, Katie. After that stunt you pulled today, if you're going to live under my roof, you're going to follow my rules. Look at me. Nobody goes in there without my permission. Come on. Howard, get the horse.
Calm down, Flicka.
You named her?
Flicka. That is the word, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful, young girl.
Well, I got the girl part right.
I didn't see the vet bill.
Someone want to grab this last burger?
How much?
You know what I've been thinking about lately? If quitters never win, why are you supposed to quit while you're ahead?
Or, how good can a bedtime story be if it's supposed to put you to sleep?
Right.
How much?
$1,648.32.
$1,600. That's just unacceptable.
Well, I'll speak to the horses.
I don't remember my daddy ever giving horses shots. They were healthy. They took care of themselves. Ain't that right, Gus?
Oh, sure. Back then, horses mucked their own stalls, nailed on their own shoes, even chipped in with the rent money.
Don't call Norbert!
I think I'll have that burger.
Says. She's my horse.
Calm down. Give me a chance to talk to him.
He doesn't listen when he's this mad.
You know what they say? Anger is just fear on the way out.
Nice try. He's not afraid of anything.
I don't know. You could scare the heck out of anybody.
Yeah, right.
When you were 3, you climbed out of bed, unlatched the kitchen door, and walked outside. He found you in Lightning's stall. That horse was crazy. He could have killed you, and you were laughing.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, does. Parents have this kind of selective memory. Sometimes I think I can't remember what I did yesterday. And then I swear I can remember every injury, every close call, every another injury that could have been killed that ever happened to my children. I'm trying to understand what it feels like to be responsible for something you love so much. Mike. Give her the horse.
No.
Come on, honey. Training her own horse will make her responsible for something, and she'll feel proud of herself.
Here it comes. Psychobabble. This isn't about psychology now. This is about discipline, and I'm not going to reward bad behavior.
That sure sounds like psychology to me.
No horse.
Maybe you should wash up. Someone might think you slept on the ground all night.
You want it? Well, you're gonna have to come and get it. But you'd have to trust me to do that, wouldn't you? enough for tonight. See you tomorrow.
You can have Chariot.
It's not the same thing.
Well, four legs,
a tail.
Food goes in the front, out the back.
Well, as long as you're here, he'll be yours.
Not a problem, because I won't be here.
I mean, on the ranch.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I said I'd give the ranch a try. I tried it. It's not working for me. I think I'm going to take that scholarship from BU. If I can borrow somebody's backbone. So will you tell him?
Why would you want to leave Wyoming?
Oh, I don't know. How about restaurants where you don't have to drive up to the window?
But he needs you to keep the ranch going.
Hey, keep your voice down.
Nobody can hear us way out here.
You didn't know? Oh, he's got hidden cameras and microphones everywhere. Shh. Can you read me, Dad? Over. What's that? Yeah, I'll tell her. Okay. Over and out. He said he doesn't need me. He said you're the one he needs. He just doesn't realize it yet.
Such a good girl. Okay, now I'm gonna try something new. Okay. I'm gonna try this hackamore. Okay, good girl. Good girl.
How they look?
Well, pretty much the same as yesterday.
That can change in a heartbeat.
Right.
You know, animals are a lot like us, son. They'll always find a way to tell you exactly how they're feeling. You just gotta learn to listen to them. Let's bring them in.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Watch yourself, Jack. Come on. He said I can't ride you, but I don't believe him. prove him wrong, right, Flicka?
You're not supposed to go in there.
What's it to you?
You could get hurt. Besides, it's what your father said.
How long are you going to be afraid of my father?
Forever. And you? Why are you sneaking out here in the middle of the night if you're not scared?
Because I have to.
Then don't let nobody stop you.
Hi, Rick.
Hey.
Esther went out shopping with her interior decorator. You know, at this point, it'd be cheaper just to adopt that lady.
Hey, handsome.
Oh, thanks. What do you think about the horse?
It's a nice bandana.
Yeah, some girl gave it to me.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
Just any old girl?
No one special.
Bet she'd like to see you at that rodeo. You gonna come and cheer her on?
She's good to me.
Did you tell them?
I will. I'm waiting for the right time.
When is there ever going to be a right time? Why don't you just tell them the truth? I changed my mind. I'm gonna take the scholarship.
It's easier said than done. I don't know. I feel like a cartoon. My feet are running, but I'm just not moving.
I think everyone writes a story in their head that eventually becomes their life. And if you don't write it yourself, then someone else is going to write it for you.
That's not going to happen to my story.
Am I in your story?
Let's go.
Hey.
This was the Chapman Ranch. 12,000 acres. Last piece sold off about 2 years ago.
You mean they just left?
With a great deal of money in their pockets. Our marketing people did a magnificent job. If you're ever curious.
I'm curious now.
What do you got there, about 5,000 acres, more or less?
Well, mostly less.
You could get about 20 spectacular home sites out of that ranch, and keep your house, and 100 acres.
We can't graze our herd on 100 acres.
Well, sweetie, everything changes in this life. You know, one day, some lucky guy is going to marry you. What are you going to do if he doesn't want a ranch?
Break off the engagement.
Oh, when do you fall in love, sweetie?
Well, then I guess I won't fall in love. You wouldn't sell our ranch, would you?
Now, Katie, don't get all worked up.
But we wouldn't sell. We're not like them.
It's time to go. You get in the truck.
You didn't even tell us you were going to sell the ranch.
Not discussing it.
You are?
I was just talking to the man.
I guess it can't hurt. I mean, just to explore all your options.
Yeah. All my options.
I can't believe you would give our land to strangers.
Katie!
It's crazy. Loco.
It's enough! I don't reminisce about the chances missed or letting them get me down. It's a chance we take that makes us great, turns our lives around.
Hey, hun, how'd it go?
Wrong?
Prodigious day, Mom.
I don't even want to know.
Crazy. What happened to your movie posters?
I'm moving into my Zen phase.
Never understands me.
I know.
And now you're going away.
Come on. I'm changing time zones, not solar systems.
But once you're gone, you'll never come back. knew we could do it. Let's go out. What do you say? Whoa, Flicka. Whoa. Wait.
You all right?
I think it's that way.
What happened? She got bucked off the Mustang. We're on it. Are you hurt?
No.
You couldn't have planned a better way to get yourself killed.
God, don't.
Don't what? Don't be her father? You're not protecting her, you're crippling her, and she'll end up being as useless as that dang Mustang.
Flicka isn't useless. She wants to learn.
Well, she doesn't. You want something that doesn't exist. It's time you see her for what she is.
I know what she is.
How do you know a dang thing about that creature?
Because we're the same.
You did this behind my back.
She was excited. She got carried away.
Don't make excuses for her. It's the same as if she had lied to my face.
You just don't get it. There's gotta be a better way.
Now, if there is, I don't know it.
She's gonna be a rodeo star.
She's scared. She can't see the sky.
Stop it.
No. Hey, can you stop? You're not my father anymore. Unload Flicka before you look like a damn fool.
What's wrong with you?
You made this decision without me because you know it's wrong.
I'm done discussing this.
Well, I'm not done. Katie found Flicka. She should decide.
Until you're running this ranch, I'll make the decisions around here. I don't want to run your ranch. No, I'm sick of this place.
You know what? I've given it a lot of thought. And guess what? I'm never going to be a rancher. Never. I want to go to college.
Why didn't you say anything?
Because this is what you wanted me to do. Katie wants this ranch. I don't want any part of it.
Sorry you feel that way. Norbert, take your horse.
Hope to see folks at the fairground.
No! Please! No!
Let's move it!
Gosh.
The stories we hear about how the West was won are all lies. The history of the West was written by the horse. Wherever a settler left his footprint, there was a hoofprint beside it. Men came further and further west to stake their claim on the great American wilderness. But they encountered a strength that couldn't be tamed. Wild horses. Mustangs. The settlers called them parasites that would strip the land and starve their own herds. They couldn't domesticate them, so they destroyed them. Isolated and hungry, they were on their way to disappearing from the face of the earth. Sometimes when the light disappears, an afterimage remains. Just for a moment. Mustangs are an afterimage of the West. No better than ghosts, hardly there at all. No one really wants them. Not ranchers, not city people. That's their destiny. Let them disappear once and for all, along with all the other misfits, loners, and relics of a wilderness no one cares about anymore. Lucky for us, a few Mustangs survived, hidden away in the mountains. We need to protect them, for they are the hope for some kind of living memory of what the promise of America used to be. And could be again.
Don't say anything. Just get on. Come on. When the kids were little, I'd tuck them in and say, I love you till the mountains tumble down. Right now, I feel like they could blow away at any second.
Before Dad died, he asked me if I wanted to sell the ranch and take the money. I said over my dead body, no way, no how. I thought that's what he wanted me to say. But no, he seemed almost disappointed. He said he felt like that he was giving me something that didn't make any sense anymore. Maybe he's right. But then I see these kids are hanging out in the mall. They're sullen, they're lazy, got no ambition, got no dreams. This is the only way that I know how to save our children.
Honey, Howard doesn't need saving. He'll be fine wherever he goes. But Katie, honey, we could lose her. She's smart and she's strong, but she can't survive out there.
Our daughter lives in a fantasy land.
So do you. Look at you, sitting on top of Cowboy Mountain, looking down at the world passing by. When are you going to look at your daughter and realize that she's you? And that's why I love her so much. They want to go to the rodeo, you know?
She wants to see Flicka.
Yeah.
They expect me to say no.
Yeah.
I bet I'd really blow their minds if I said yes. Then they'd see how diabolical I can really be.
Such a bad boy. I love it. Race me back.
Let's go.
Come on. Come on down.
Last one back's neck and first.
Thanks.
It's 1,000 degrees in here.
I'm busy.
You really want to go swimming?
What's he gonna say?
Well, that's his problem. Let me go see if the coast is clear.
Mom! Nobody's home!
Go.
Are you sure about this?
Hey, we'll be back before anybody even knows. I'm hot. Are you hot?
Oh, yeah.
No, you.
Somebody tell me.
Miranda saw Flicka.
Where? At the fairgrounds when I was practicing the course. How did she look? What?
I've
never, ever been scared around horses. Not in my entire life. But those horses that she was with.
What? Don't stop. Tell me.
You'd really have to work hard to make horses that angry.
Listen, I'm sorry, Katie. I just thought you'd want to hear.
The cowboys in that race are crazy. But they say the purse is over $8,000.
Well, money's no good if you're dead.
I can win that race.
My demented sister is even more demented than I thought.
Riders get to choose their horses, right?
Yeah.
I choose Flicka. I win. If you can stay on her, I can.
You're too young to enter.
You're not?
Bad idea.
Brilliant idea. If I buy Flicka back with the prize money, she won't be Dad's horse anymore. She'll be mine. And if she wins, someone will want her foal. That's money in my pocket. And if he tries to sell our land, I'll buy that too.
Whoa, 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 Katie, she is way too dangerous to ride.
Maybe for you, but not for me. I only have to stay on her for a few seconds. I've already done that. Miranda?
Oh.
People have spoken.
No, the inmates have taken over the asylum.
Come on, let's see you walk it like you talk it.
Drown me, please.
Hey, hey! Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Oof, that aftershave will scare the livestock.
Oh, but the ladies find it reassuring. Yeah, lets them know I'm sensitive, not just a sexy beast.
Can we get going? Oh, Jack, you stink.
Busted.
Let's go! Come on!
Well, it'll be tonight, boys. Crazy Eights or Canasta? Canasta it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Red Goat Roundup. Now, for those of you that may be visiting our beautiful state for the first time, welcome to Wyoming. In our grand entry today, our flags are being carried by Miss Rodeo America and her lovely assistant and all of our beauty of horseback. Now in the center of the arena is the world champion trick roper, Mr. Gene McLaughlin. They say in every cowboy's life, he gets a good horse, a good woman, and a good loop. All right, folks, it's rodeo time, but it seems that Miss Rodeo America needs my
assistance. Oh, honey, how could you eat that stuff?
Now here's my partner, Billy.
Makes me sweet.
You're always sweet.
Favorite moment to the front of the barrel race. All right, ladies. Cowgirl up! Mm. Introducing our next barrel racer, Miranda Coop. Here she comes around the first barrel. Great! Another great one. Coming to the third barrel. Out she goes.
Some you gotta live with, and some you just pretend they don't exist. Me, I've made some bad ones in the name of having fun, and you pay the price, it's just the way it is. When I look back on my life, I think, where did I go right?
Katie, I'm scared.
I'm not even a little. What do you think?
I think I should be the voice of reason.
We're running out of time.
Hold on.
You need gum?
Here.
Here's your receipt. Good luck,
you,
partner.
Thank you,
Ben. How you doing, Norbert?
Oh, I say, Wagner. Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, Norbert.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I want to register for an event.
You going to tell me which one, or do I have to read your mind?
A wild horse race.
Wild horse race. That takes a team of two.
Mm-hmm. That's my partner outside.
That little bitty feller. Good luck. I need $50.
Yes, sir. $50.
And sign this waiver. Right there. Report to the corral. Pick yourself out a hoss. The event rolls at 5 p.m. sharp. Here's your receipt.
Thank you.
And if you come to your senses and want to back out, you lose every penny. Good luck.
Did the rules say you can put a baby cradle on a horse?
All right, gather around, boys. Shout them out.
Well, bring the
14 takes the black field.
Son, you just lost the race. That horse is truly loco. Boys, next time you see your horse, it'll be in the ring trying to run you over. Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cowboys, the wild horse race is about to start. Now, if you've got a weak heart,
hey, kick some cowboy ass. Don't you dare get hurt. Dang, Norbert.
You know what we say to our first group of riders. Welcome to our.
Do you think you recognized us?
I don't know.
Let's bring them in.
Come on.
Now, direct your attention to the shoes. That ain't no earthquake beneath your feet. That wild horse is coming at you. Look at those crazy devils. They've never been saddled, never hauled. Angrier than a cowboy who just totaled his pickup. Here's how it works. In a few moments, the horses will be released.
What? Are you freaking crazy?
Just try and stop.
The boys have got to grab them, saddle them, then ride them. Between a pair of barrels and any rider that stays on that.
Your group's up next.
$8,000.
I'm gonna give my number
back. So let's bring in the first set of victims. I mean, cowboys. Team number one, this is Jimmy Miles and John Boone. Team number two, the Agin Boys. Second generation, Wade Grace Agin. Team number three, Chris Beatty and Big John Schwinn. And this next team of kids, they are so clean, they've got moths oozing out of their pores.
Hi, Norbert.
Sorry. Well, well, well.
I guess you changed your mind about Mustangs, didn't you?
Come again?
Well, you're here to see your boy ride that wild horse, aren't you?
My boy.
Howard.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's up now.
Where is he?
Follow me.
Where's Miranda? Oh, I don't believe that.
The first four tires are there. Don't anybody back up. Forms and laps on the line. Let's go for it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boys, get back, Loretta. Here they come. Four of the toughest bronchers you're ever going to see. Remember, one man's going to hold the chain. One's going to try to get him saddled. You see this black filly, number 14. She is out of control. It's a bad old girl to have to deal with in this dance. That boy's got more than they bargained for. Take that horse. Now this is the height of insanity. We've got a man on right here. Almost on. Oh my lord, my mother could have rode better than that. Two riders up, one still unsaddled. It's a boy. Come on, boy. Oh, that is not the recommended way to dismount a wild horse. Give off. There it is on the far side. Take a chance. Put your arm on the line. Dropped him like a two-ton rock, split him like a $2 suitcase. He's wide open and he is all done.
Easy, girl.
I see Howard.
It's Katie. Oh, my God.
What's he doing in the middle of the arena?
I'm an idiot. He's never going to let me keep her.
Just win.
It won't make any difference to him. He doesn't want either of us.
Go! Crazy fool. This guy is still at it. Where is he going? What's going on?
Hey,
let's go. Look at here. Just don't bear back. What in the world is going on?
I'm going to set you free, girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, number 14 is going to be the winner. 14, folks, is not stopping at the bells.
I've never seen anything like this in my life. I've been watching this for 40 years. So call the state troopers in Wyoming. He's headed for Cheyenne. I don't think he can stop that black filly.
Daylight.
Norbert, give me a horse.
Two horses.
We need to calm down.
No, we're not going to calm down until we find her daughter.
She'll go home.
No, honey, she can. Not in the mountains. Not in the dark.
Not Katie. Flick it. Hey, Almond's at her home, too.
You're right.
Let's go. When we get back to the ranch, we're riding out.
Weather's coming in.
Thank you. is it, girl? Okay.
Fine, Jack. Go to the creek. That horse is hurt bad.
102. I don't know if it's accurate. It's an old thermometer. No. The doctor can't land in the storm. So we'll wait. Okay. What do I look for? 105.
Howard, get some more ice, son.
Luca!
Hush up, boy. Don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby.
Katie's shirt doing around her neck.
She tried to stop the bleeding.
Oh, she's cut deep. We ought to take away her pain.
You gonna shoot her?
What do you think?
That's the horse. Go back and put her down.
She'll hear the shot.
She'll think it's thunder.
No, she won't. But Katie's smart. She sees things.
little details most people ignore. The ones that make a difference.
She'll know it's Flicka.
I can't let that animal suffer. I'll do it myself.
Don't.
I'm sorry. I really screwed up.
Look at me. You're a good man.
Yes, sir.
You stay with your mother.
Yes.
Are you gonna kill Flicka?
Just gonna have a look at her, baby.
It's okay, Daddy. You can shoot us.
Good reason she's alive.
There's a very good reason she's alive. She's got Mustang blood in her. She's a fighter. Just like a girl.
Don't worry. The doctors will be here in the morning. Let's get to the bar. Your mom said that that was a good sign. You were strong. That wasn't much comfort when I was holding you and pacing back and forth all night. All you did was look at me with those big, beautiful eyes. And I made all kinds of promises to you if you would just go to sleep. Katie. I forgot to keep those promises. But I'm sorry. If you forgive me, I'll tell you every day how proud I am of you. How proud I am.
Fever's broke.
I was sick. Oh,
Katie, can you come downstairs for a minute?
It's my fault Flick is dead.
I don't think so. Come on outside. Been taking good care of her. But when you're better, I expect you to take care of her yourself.
But you said if I don't get back into school, then...
Yes, that's what I said, and I meant it.
So, Dad sent them your essay.
I told him I didn't know much about writing, but I sure as heck know about the West. And so does my daughter. And it's right there in her essay. Every opinionated, ornery, hot-blooded part of it.
Say,
what does anyone say to your father?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I love you, Daddy.
I love you, sweetie.
I believe there is a force in this world that lives beneath the surface. Something primitive and wild that awakens when you need an extra push just to survive. Like wildflowers that bloom after fire turns the forest black. Most people are afraid of it and keep it buried deep inside themselves. There will always be a few people who have the courage to love what is untamed inside us. One of those men is my father. There was once a time when Americans came west to discover their destiny. Today, they seem to move around every which way, restless and unsettled. But I think they're still looking for the same thing. A place where they can be optimistic about the future. A place that helps them to be who they really want to be. Where they can feel that this life makes sense. A place where they can feel what I feel when I'm writing Flicka. Because when we're writing, all I feel is free.
I know he'll say that he's in love, but between you